Network.
Continual coverage of this mutagen, this designer virus, clearly. It'd be a conspiracy theory to say it wasn't. Dr. Lynn Horowitz is our guest. He'll be joining us again later in the week or Monday, maybe even the Sunday show. I'll have a producer when he leaves us in 5 minutes. Check with him and see when he wants to do that. Going to be recapping all the latest developments and talking to Steve Quayle to get his take on what's developed the last few days from his unique perspective and view. And we'll continue with your phone calls. Right now, Steve in Indiana, you're on the air with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, joining us via video connection. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good? All right. Just want to say that I'm one of those hemophiliacs that kind of survived the whole AIDS thing when they put it in the factor. I had three bad batches of the factor A. And telling you this is how the game really works is, and like your guest says, this is the trigger mechanism. They're going to drop the hammer afterwards. They did the same thing with the whole AIDS thing. You get everybody with hepatitis, lower their immune system, then you drop the AIDS bomb on them.
Yeah, the globalists like to mix a lot of these binary weapons, different systems together, so they're protected. They want it weak where they can just toy with people so it won't blow back on them. How important is that, Dr. Horowitz?
That's exactly right. Vitally important. Subject of how to take your body from being susceptible to these infectious diseases to make it impregnable against these diseases. This is what the wonderful work that I've been involved in. I'll tell you something, Alex. You know, I am not into this fear business. People used to hound me all the time saying, oh, Horowitz is about gloom and doom. You know, the reality is I'm totally into the solutions, and we're, blessed, totally blessed to have all the solutions that we need. We're not in fear.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Moving ahead forcefully
you're
with the solutions to the insanity, the hypocrisy, the lunacy. All of this has got to stop, and we've got all of the things that are available to us. The real solution, Alex, here it is. It's in water. You had a commercial on a couple of minutes ago about a water machine from air. There is every problem in the world can be solved with water. Hydrogen, oxygen. If you just know what the power of hydrogen is with the electron donation and understanding the entire universe, all spirituality and energy comes from electron transports, piezoelectricity. That's what makes this whole oxidative reduction reactions in your body, body chemistry. If you simply know water and you breathe a lot, you get oxygen in your body. These germs have no place. And so, you know, it's like if you want to be in fear, which causes stress, which causes body acidification, then you go right ahead. But it's not going to be healthier for you. So it's really about boosting immunity holistically, and premier is water.
Well, I want to have you back on about that and the latest developments with this in the next few days. But I agree with you. That's what we're doing here. We're exposing the evil and then giving the alternative. We're showing don't take the shots. That's not negative. That's positive. We're here saying this flu is probably overblown. Meanwhile, the media is saying it's the end of the world. We're here exposing that it's the action is in the reaction if we give in to fear. And I mean, people say, Alex, you're paranoid. You're fearful of the government. No, I'm standing up and fighting them. If I was fearful, I would be cowering and not going up against them. But, you know, you have to tell folks, too, the carnage. You know, your mother, as you've said, died from a vaccine, correct? This guy almost got killed by the factor eight. I mean, the level of carnage is going on out there. We do need to tell people, though, what's going to happen to them if they keep going down this path.
It's a godly service is a public service. It's a great blessing. And the wonderful thing is that you, like I, receive all of this wonderful mail from people whose lives were changed and children were saved by what we're doing.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many websites you've got. Fire out a couple of them, Dr. Horowitz.
Well, again, the most important would be oxysilver.com, because essentially it's silver is a superconductor and water is a liquid crystal superconductor. And if you understand anything about love and energy, you understand about 528 frequency. For those people who want to really get a full blessing Go to love528.com.
All right, we're out of time, Dr. Horowitz. Let me talk to you during the break.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, working on things there behind the scenes during the break, and we do have Steve Quayle on the line with us, joining us. Steve Quayle, author of a book going back over 10 years ago on transgenic bioweapons. And I saw an article out of the Associated Press last night and several others. In fact, guys, Google this and hit news. I want to show it to viewers out there watching who don't believe it. Glow-in-the-dark dogs. And they now have dogs that give birth to glow-in-the-dark dogs. They have glow-in-the-dark monkeys you can buy for at least 12 years I've known of. They have human genes mixed with insects, with monkeys, with apes, with cows. They have these humanoid part cow creatures. They're already growing in utero and cow uteruses that I saw in 1998 in the BBC. And you tell the public this, and they laugh at you because I guess they don't read the news. South Korean expert claims they have cloned glowing dogs. And then that's AP, and then it actually shows video of them. They didn't claim anything. This has been out for over a decade with glowing dogs, glowing jellyfish, monkeys that glow with jellyfish genetics, to be technical. And so I wanted to bring Steve Quayle up and get the latest information on this. whole subject of the flu. A few days has passed since I had Steve on Monday. We were both guests together for 2 hours on Coast to Coast AM for an extremely powerful transmission. There's now been a death in Texas, but it was a Mexican national, 23-month-old boy who came in mid-April, about 15 days ago, into Brownsville, was transferred in the last week to Houston, where he died of this flu. And if it only continues to kill Mexicans, is it race-specific? Because that is, it'll make other varieties of Homo sapiens sick, but won't kill them. Or is this because they're chemically debilitated in Mexico City, where he came from? All of this and more with Steve Quayle in the next 50 minutes. Steve Quayle, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Boy, this is like all of these events are amping up in total, I would say, this total New World Order scripted delight. Even as we're talking about this, I think in Fort Myers, Florida, the joint NATO-U.S. military is having landing exercises. You've probably seen the video, have you not?
Yeah, I forgot that. Burmese played it last night. I sent it to him. He played it, right?
Yeah. But it's really important for people to understand this. Secretary of Defense Gates made the statement. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to listen to what Alex and what I are saying and giving you the heads up. Secretary of Defense Gates made a statement so astonishing, yet it was totally glossed over by the mainstream media. And simply this, that due to the financial collapse and the calamities that are going to be coming on the United States during the summer, he made an appeal to NATO to send their troops. Did you see that?
Yes.
And in the fact, Alex, that now we have a scripted and an orchestrated boogeyman on a worldwide scale, i.e., and it should not be called the swine flu, okay? Let's call it what it is, a New World Order cocktail of death, okay? Because this thing is no more swine flu than bird flu was strictly bird flu. We've talked about the genetic alteration of genomes and what that would mean. Now, I put up on my website the most critical story before people go poo-pooing you and I about, is this a bio or an ethnically a bioethnically directed weapon? They need to go and read the history of who already possesses such weapons. It's not a question of can they develop them. They're already developed. You quoted with George Norrie the other night, you remember the former vice president's statement on it. So where are we going now? The exploding vials of swine flu, quote their term, New World Order death cocktail, my term, in Switzerland, that actually was on the French-Swiss border in the area of Freiburg. The fascinating thing about this, I think that's a declaration now that just as it's going to go down in the United States, it's going to go down in the European Union. We'll have our first glimpse of that as the European Union, the euro dollar starts to go get sold off in unison with the U.S. dollar. The thing that's important for people to understand, this is scripted. And Alex, as you and I have said in the past, even if this isn't the full release of the most deadly biological pathogen in the world, it is the most amazing field beta test going on because they're tracking. Look, their supercomputers are already projecting the outcome, and whether the information is accurate or not, we will never be told how many people are dying, etc., until it serves their purpose. And the only purpose that it will serve is to basically get everybody into forced mandatory vaccinations. It is interesting that with the lead time that magazines take to come up with their stories, Time Magazine has already got an article out as if they were tipped off that this will lead to forced and mandatory vaccinations, and the laws implemented for a $250,000 fine and so many years in prison are already in the books, and now it makes all those laughing hyenas maybe sit up and take notice that now the vehicle's in place to make everybody have to take the vaccination. Those who refuse go to the camps. It is so plain and apparent at this point.
Now, Steve, I want to go back to what you just talked about NATO troops. Lay out the source of that. Let's spend some time on that. Perry announcing a state of emergency in Texas over one death. This is just amazing. And then we also hear about how they may need to go to level 5. The head of the UN, Secretary General, brags that we are under UN control, that the U.S. and Mexico and other countries are following their orders, and this is a great test of the UN's control.
Absolutely. The Security Council obviously can order troops into any place that they feel is a destabilizing force to the world at large. Now, remember, Alex, this is the most important term your listeners can get into their minds, this curative process. It does not mean helping people by any means. Under the current agreements that are out there, especially in the world of medical coordination and syncopation of activities, it is the dilemma that is presented with people. Why are there only 450 million doses of vaccine? You and I have been heralding for a decade. The New World Order wants 5.5 billion people killed. There are 500 million doses of effective vaccine. What people don't understand is there are multiple strains of this biological variant and virus that are being initiated and being put out there worldwide. And that's to keep all of the different bio labs off base so they cannot track it to a single source. That's why you have 100 scientists murdered over the space of the last 8 years. That's why the world's leading epidemiologists and virologists and molecular biologists and guys whose pedigrees would make Harvard, Yale, and all the medical schools of the world, the most brilliant people at MIT, every place out there would be jealous of some of these men's pedigrees, yet systematically they have been annihilated, destroyed, assassinated, whatever you want to say. So now we've got multiple strains of genetically altered the cocktail of death going out to different points in the globe, and this thing in France, Switzerland's really critical because it tells you why the NATO troops are going to be here too, is that France right now is probably the most the closest nation in the world to having a full-fledged revolution. If you introduce another variable, i.e. a full-blown panic with everything else that's going, that may be what's necessary to tip the scale. I maintain that whatever caused those vials to explode, their word, not mine, was not just simply freezing or not freezing, something that was compressed and expanding. I believe that there must have been some form of a time detonation or some form of explosive device to set that off. Now, you and I will never know the truth on that, but think about it. If you're going to destabilize the world, you're going to destabilize it in the full sense of the word, order out of chaos. We quote it in Latin. Tex Mars has written about it. You and I quote it on all the things we talk about. Yet we're seeing it right now. The chaos isn't even here yet. Yet Governor Perry, as you said, just declared, a national health emergency or a state health emergency. Governor Schwarzenegger a couple days ago in California. I would say this, that we're going to have to first see multiple deaths in different states in the United States other than the Hispanic or Latino community to convince me that this thing is a full-scale pandemic. I believe this is the presentation of pandemic and that they are simply trying to use this to scare everybody. This is what Henry Kissinger was talking about. The world needed, if you will, a problem that they had to rally together, and by rallying together, they can get rid of all nationalism and patriotism in the whole world. You remember his statement, you quote it.
And now, nobody really in the mainstream media is talking about the economy just shrunk again in the last quarter by 6.1%. That's total depression level, massive unemployment. Obama is not going after Bush for the torture. That was coming to a head. None of this is being discussed. It's all flu. And then every scientist, every virologist, every doctor I have on, and even mainstream, they admit this thing looks like it was manufactured. And then if it's not killing a bunch of people, what is all the hype? What is all the fear? They're using this as a cover story. The question is, will it mutate into something worse, or what is going to be in these vaccines? And then there's the calls to Joyce Riley and the confirmed mass graves and the confirmed counties being called and managers in Illinois and Indiana and Texas and New York. Can you have mass graves? I've got the documents. Are you ready for a flu pandemic? They've been priming the locals that this is going to happen and having drills the last few months at never-before-seen levels right up to this point. That's why I was saying they may launch some type of flu. I mean, just in my gut, Steve, this is tied, I think, to the big one in some way. Does that mean an economic collapse, a nuke out of left field, an attack on Iran, an attack on Pakistan? They've got CIA, former section chiefs, head of counterterrorism on Fox, saying Al-Qaeda has a nuke out of Pakistan and giving no evidence or no sources. I mean, just in my gut and then intellectually all the evidence, it's like they're moving in high gear. all of this acceleration of tyranny was just the preparation. Now everything's going from light speed, to warp 2, warp 3, warp 4, right up to, you know, warp 9 here. We'll talk to Steve Quayle when we get back. Some of your phone calls coming up, too. A recap of top stories as we track the designer bioweapon flu. How deadly is it? How bad will the emergency get?
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
That there's two probable deaths of this new flu in California. This continues, they're just going to completely declare martial law. Now, to explain, it's not fully implemented, but the state of martial law has been activated. Now will they implement all the facets of that? And again, it's in AP and Reuters that the UN is commanding and directing the forces. Just incredible. This is the type of smokescreen they need to carry out their operations. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. The public is really getting concerned and scared, Steve, and we're now hearing that they're going to soon have a special vaccine for all of us. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous too, Alex, because Baxter was developing, you know, the swine flu vaccine. We talked on it the other night. Obviously, they sent it to 18 nations. It was infected. Come on, you got to deal in such a sterile environment. I mean, you're talking, you know, BSL, biosafety level 3 at least with that stuff. And I think it's important to understand this, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that Time magazine's already prepped Americans for mandatory vaccinations ahead of time, thinking of the lead time it takes. This whole thing is a setup. And here's the thing, Alex, if anybody's going to head any place, I'm really concerned about tomorrow night. I said that on Coast to Coast. I said it on your show. Tomorrow night is Walpurgis night, then May Day. And the fact of Obama's aircraft flying over New York at this time, given the flu fear, you've got to ask, what kind of a symbol was it? Have you given much thought to that?
It's and really by the critical. Way, Monday, you said here, I think it was on Coast to Coast, but I remember you said it on record, that there was no way they didn't know that that would cause a panic, that it was done on purpose. And then they even, with a double meaning, publicly admit it. It's now public. They admit the FBI didn't like it. The police didn't like it. They said, don't tell the mayor. Don't tell the locals. We're going to do this for a photo op. And they said, well, what's the photo op? And they said, you saw it. And then Obama laughed about it on TV like it was a big joke. They admit they did this to terrorize people, to bring back the fears of 9/11, to the occultists believe, and you can think this is kooky, folks, even if you don't believe in spirituality, the globalists do, they believe they have to tell you what they're going to do beforehand. So I guess they're letting us know 9/11 was the White House. 9/11 is the New World Order. 9/11 is us, and you're about to see a new 9/11. Is that what you're saying the symbolism is?
Absolutely, and even at a deeper level, before you take down a person in some religious belief systems, especially Asian ones, the thing is that you've got to realize that in order to basically capture their essence. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe this is a Bible-believing Christian, neither does Alex, but these people believe this. So the fact that someone would laugh at New Yorkers who live with the pain of their lost ones, this to me is in the word of what I would call supernatural demonic mischief, okay? And remember when, before the president ran, he pulled a bunch of talismans, Alex, out of his pocket, and one of them
yes.
was Hanuman, the Hindu monkey god, you know? Hanuman, H-A-N-U-M-A-N. The mischief. Now, here's what people have got to understand. There is a symbolism that has been telegraphed to the world. Every time 13 people die in New Zealand or 13 people die here, whatever the number is that these entities from hell focus on, EOHs, they absolutely are sending a message around the world that it's happening. Now, there is no pulling back from this one. There may be a little bit of an ebb just for, I would say, 2 to 3 days. But the thing that's happening is that if Mexico continues to truly face the losses that you and I are being told off record, I understand that you've had people call you, doctors, everything, Alex, then their economy will collapse. And if their economy collapses, then within several weeks, our economy collapses. And I'm saying this. It is the coordinated collapse, the coordinated fear that is being manufactured throughout the world that is going to bring people into compliance.
Well, of all the economies of the world, North Korea is even more stable, though they're unstable comparatively to other nations. North Korea is more stable than Mexico. The State Department has been saying Mexico has admitted they are the most unstable, prone to collapse any day going into the summer, and then perfect timing to make it collapse preemptively so they can bring in the control and make sure the globalists stay in power down there. So a controlled destruction, so they're in charge of the destruction. The more I've analyzed it, the more I've dwelled on it and thought about it, I see that's what's happening. And as the SPP documents state, the North American Union documents, they said they would use a flu or smallpox pandemic to bring in a centralized regional government in the name of dealing with the crisis, and now we see the UN saying that. Steve Quayle, stay there. We'll get your take on that when we come back. A recap of top news stories and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Your phone calls for Steve Quayle. Straight ahead, Jason Burmess will be live tonight, 9 to midnight Central Time. He's got some guests coming on with key information as well, so be sure and join the Info Warrior tonight, 9 to midnight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are live here. Then we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated transmission. Steve Quayle is our guest for another 26 minutes. We'll definitely get an update from him this Friday or coming up Monday, maybe even the Sunday show. We'll set that up if he can do that with us. I want to go to Randy, Ronnie, Dan, Dale, Roland, Pedro in Mexico. We'll go to Pedro in Mexico here in just a moment. SteveQuayle.com is the website. We'll put that web address and spelling up on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv for folks. Please remember, we know that if what they're saying about this flu, that it's only killed a couple hundred in Mexico and one person that we know of here in the U.S., that's total hype. It's a psyop to sell vaccines, and with their history of what they put in vaccines, woe unto he that takes it. These are eugenicists. and they're using it to train us to hear about troops on the streets, lockdown of cities, martial law. Time Magazine, Newsweek are both writing articles. We got them posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com saying, look, forced inoculation's coming. Do what the government says. If this continues, it's going to happen. They're introducing, they're acclimating, they're baptizing you in this tyranny while leaving the borders wide open. So that is their agenda we know right now. We're hoping this doesn't mutate or that they've covered up how many it's really killing. A lot of people have flu-like symptoms here in Austin, Texas, and it's not psychosomatic or placebo. They're not, you know, it's not psychological. They're not imagining it. They're not hypochondriacs. You know, they're sick. Quite a few people that I know in my office have sick family or sick friends or sick bandmates. And it's to the point of my children are already homeschooled. But, I mean, I don't like getting into the fear. It is a precaution, but I know that even then trying to do that feeds into it all. The biggest issue here is that we have to remember who the globalists are and what they've done in the past and go from there. But we can't forget they've got a treaty to ban reloading, to register gun owners, to register any changes you make to a firearm, like putting a new barrel in or having something fixed at a gunsmith. Just incredible stuff happening there. They're trying to pass the carbon taxes right now. All of this is going on. All of this is happening right now. And so folks have to ask themselves, are they going to be diverted and distracted? Now, we're going to be covering this bird flu. We're going to be covering this designer pig flu, whatever it is. We're going to be covering it a lot. Bird flu, pig flu, human flu, lab flu, created flu, government flu, New World Order flu, whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, we're going to keep pointing out what is being distracted from, what people are not seeing, what they're not looking at. So continue to wake people up. And remember, during this crisis, you can use the enemy's own crisis creation to wake people up. Folks are ready to listen right now. We have record listeners on AM and FM stations. They say they've never got so much feedback. You know, the ratings only come out every quarter, but we can tell it's record listeners on AM and FM stations. The Internet, we've got about 40%, 50% more listeners right now to the podcast, the live streams, all of it. Number one on Shoutcast, talk radio and music every day this week, even last week. Just amazing stuff happening. And that's not even all our streams that you see there. All of them don't show up for some reason. So this is a very exciting time to be alive. And if we reach out and expose the enemy, then their attempt, the pit they've dug for us is something they'll fall into. So please go to Infowars.com. Get the Obama deception. Get Truth Rising, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Give Endgame to people on DVD and say, this is what's really going on. This is who the globalists are. Now is the time. So again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to do that. You can find out a lot more about the great book Steve Quayle's written. Steve, tell folks about SteveQuayle.com and some of the books you've written that people really want to get an idea on what we're facing.
First of all, it's SteveQuayle.com, and thank you, Alex. And one of the books that was the most telling and prescient was Breathe No Evil, because I had made the statement on national talk radio prior to the Aum Shinrikyo release of sarin nerve gas in the Tokyo subway that within 2 weeks there would be a biological or chemical event. And that kind of launched me into the world of maybe some people should pay attention to what I have to say. Over the years, I've developed a lot of sources, interviewed a lot of different people across the spectrum, from scientists, Russian spies, weapons trading specialists, people that most people read about in novels but don't know exist in reality. Double agents, both for Russia and the U.S. And the common denominator, Alex, in all this stuff was, how stupid can the American people be? See, it's not one, it's enough to hear it from a Russian. It's another thing to hear it from your own supposed number one top spy during the Cold War. And you see what's gone on. And can I share something with you? Even the Russian, the old-time spies, this was given to me about 24 hours ago, are laughing at this administration. They're actually telling our old-time spies it's too easy. It's not any fun anymore. In other words, the national security of the United States is a total joke and fiasco. There's a total war going on. And I dealt with these types of issues in the book I wrote, Breathe No Evil, which Holly, my webmaster, Holly Dale, told me I printed that, or, you know, had it published in 1996. At that time, no publisher would take it. They said it was crazy. No one was interested in it. I said, you mark my words, this will be the topic of the day, and it will be so important that you guys will say in retrospect, gee, we wish you would have dealt with it. Then
Horowitz gave you credit for being probably the first person other than himself to really detail what's happening.
Yes, and the thing that's interesting about that is then, you know, the hot zone came out. then The Coming Plague by Laurie Garrett and all those things. But see, again, what we're doing, we're trying to share this. You know, I figured it out. You and I and others that have been on the cutting edge for all these years, Alex, we're like the bow of an icebreaker, okay? We have to hit the ice. We get the hardest hits first, and then the rest of the ship can come along, okay? And what we're trying to do is warn those who have ears to hear, eyes to see, that the good ship Lollipop, the United States of America, as they have known, it is going down because the globalists want all national identity to be absolutely dissolved. The global suprastate, which the United Nations is going to officiate over, is absolutely coming on the scene.
So yeah, notice how they've got Marines with troops from six different Latin American countries. In fact, pull that video up. Let's be rolling it without audio in the background from a major newspaper in Florida. And all over the country, foreign troop drills in Arizona, foreign troop drills going on in Wisconsin, foreign troop drills in California, suddenly regular army running checkpoints in Tennessee and California and Michigan. All of this is just calmly going on everywhere. In fact, we're going to go to your calls in a moment, but back this up. Let's go ahead and play the audio. Listen how they just announced this. Like it's, this is from the newspaper's video. What newspaper is this? It's the Fort Myers, isn't it? This is the Fort Myers. I had it printed off, but I can't find it. Yeah, it's the Florida Times Union. There you go. Florida Times Union. A headline, Marines and Multinational Forces Train in Florida. There it is, a link to it up on InfoWars.com. They're just calmly, oh, the UN is directing the U.S. The who is? The who? Yeah, the New World Order, the World Health Organization. So here's that clip since you brought it up. Only a few minutes long, then we'll go to calls. Steve Quayle's our guest. Here it is. Watch that screen.
First, it's a great opportunity to always observe the Navy Marine Corps team do something together that no one else.
That's Rear Admiral Joseph
really important this year
Kernan,
because,
Commander of U.S. Naval Forces Southern Command.
The U.S. Navy Marine Corps team is being joined by Infantería de Marina from many countries throughout the Latin American region. So it's a really historic event for us. I think it's been a long time coming. It's important because it demonstrates the importance of the relationships between our countries and how important it is for us to continue to work together.
Amphibious demonstration. Basically, we have Marine Corps, U.S. Marine Corps. We have partner nation Marine Corps coming off the USS Ashland and USS Mesa Verde to do what we call an amphibious demonstration. As you noticed, there was various landing craft, LCACs, and AAVs, as well as the Osprey and CH-46 helicopters and SA-60 helicopters coming in a synchronized demonstration of a landing force. And it was not just a U.S. Marine landing force. It was a joint landing force of U.S. Marine Corps and partner nation folks.
How many partner nations?
We have 11 partner nations, not including U.S. U.S., 12 total nations participating in UNTAS goal.
How do you think the people on the beach enjoyed it?
I think with all the cheers I heard afterwards, they enjoyed it. I don't know if they totally expected everything, especially the Marine Corps, all the Marine Corps people coming out of the AAVs with guns drawn doing a landing.
Mexican flag.
I think they got a kick out of it.
In America.
What do you think of the attack?
Look at that.
All those tanks are like torn in men. So like.
Ever seen anything like it before?
Yes. In my naval career, but I got to tell you, this is well done.
There it is. I saw it in Oakland, and the Marines were with foreign troops trained to take our guns. It's called Police Day 2000. And people were so shocked in 99 when I released that, they thought I hired hovercraft, Marines, tanks, and there were thousands of them. Imagine if the public there saw the gun confiscation drills they do. Now, listen. This is all done to acclimate. They admit they're preparing to use foreign troops. They've signed official deals with the Canadians and Mexicans. Remember in Katrina, they brought in Mexican troops, and it said the first time since the 1860s, Mexican troops coming back into Texas with huge flags. This is all part of conditioning. This is all part of acclimating the public. And I'd said six nations. See, memory fails. It was 12. Excuse me, worse than what I was saying from memory watching that last night. Steve Quayle.
Well, I think, Alex, this is absolutely in our face now. And the deal is that people better understand that when Henry Kissinger made the statement by September, there'd be no private firearms ownership, and that this is what's going down. Listen, I want to give all you guys in Austin a heads up too, because Austin has, as you know, so many retired military, and a lot of the old guys that still love the country. When I say old, I don't put that in a anything outside of respect. But I would say this, that groups in Austin that have been at war with other groups should take notice that there are indications that your area is going to get hit. I'm not trying to be vague or melodramatic, but just beware of that, because the New World Order people, they show no mercy. Obviously, that's an attribute of God, and their God, Satan, doesn't show any of that. So the point is that it's going to be very, very critical, seriously, that people who are retired military and the special forces, special operations community, the people that have been Green Berets, everybody take note of this. You know, Alex, when I gave the Orange Alert, it was only days, and I'm not just saying that it was days because of my Orange Alert, but when people are dispatched to go and GPS everybody that attends the tea parties, and they're using facial recognition software, you and I talked about, that goes up the satellite, and within one hour, someone's dispatched in many cases. That can never, you know, that type of effectiveness never exists in a federal organization. It has to be higher up. Someone's controlling it who is a military background. And I think you and I both know who's controlling, quote, the census takers. They're not census takers, ladies and gentlemen. They're just double verifying who lives where when these people that Alex and I are talking about, he just played the clip, these are the people that are coming. I had four-star generals.
No, they admit in that FEMA report and the DHS report, the one that got all the attention, we just got another FBI one. Ooh, it's really wild. We're going to have that tomorrow. And copies are already outside the office. You can't stop it getting up. We've got it ready to load right now. We're just going to do a report tomorrow. They are in those reports talking about how they have intelligence on the gun owners. They admit in the secret reports that mention the more classified reports that they're surveilling gun owners, Christians, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, and veterans, and that Homeland Security is for us.
It's astonishing. And then, again, let me finish up one thought. I've gotten challenged for over 10 years the amount of people in this country, NATO troops that have been bivouacked, placing all the bases that George Bush Sr. closed down. My number from multi-star generals across the board and spies on both sides of the former Iron Curtain, 345,000. So just because, ladies and gentlemen, you don't see them, look, these people are professionals. There are a lot of bases. Any military base that was closed down worth its salt had extensive underground facilities to prepare for nuclear war.
Most of these people have jobs, we've confirmed, in intelligence, where they'll be working at a pizza place, a factory, and they're pre-placed, stay-behind teams. But instead of a stay-behind team, they've always been here, and they work for the UN. Let's take calls. Let's talk to Pedro in Mexico. Pedro, what can you tell us about what's happening down there?
Hi, Alex. Hi, everybody.
Good. Thanks for calling.
It's a million people. It's a million people town. It's about 100 miles north from Mexico City.
Okay, say the name again because I was cutting you off. You're from where?
It's Querétaro.
Okay, there's a delay. Okay, tell us what you're seeing, sir.
Okay, well, I see people in the streets, like about 10 to 20% of the people wear the surgical masks. And basically, they've created a lot of fear and hysteria of what they show on the mainstream TV here. I have noticed any lack of food in the supermarkets. I hear that pharmacies have reported a 15% increase in sales. Of course, tourism, restaurants, coffee shops are dead, and this is going to be terrible for the economy. Thanks for this flu, now central banks can keep printing money, and this swine flu will postpone higher prices of goods and services, at least for a few months. As far as I'm concerned, Mexico's economy was chugging along. I think it was holding better than in the U.S., but even with the higher taxation measures that the latest Mexican IRS implemented in the last 12 months.
That's right. I've read they want to squeeze more taxes out of people. It says the Mexican government's going to start taking SDRs, that's the new global currency, from the IMF. And I guess they got to then squeeze it out of you poor folks.
Yeah, every year they put new measures and they make it, you know, harder to not pay taxes, or every time they force us to pay more. However, there was a very interesting article this morning and yesterday evening in the Reforma newspaper, which is a one of the mainstream newspapers in Mexico City, where they quoted the Secretary of Health saying that only 26 cases of flu have been absolutely confirmed to be related to the swine flu, and only 7 deaths have been absolutely confirmed. He says that
right.
They have a total of 2,498 cases of a typical pneumonia, of which 159 have resulted in deaths. These 159 deaths are the ones that CNN is reporting.
Yes, now, yes, absolutely.
How many people?
Go ahead.
I don't know how many people have been to these poor hospitals in Mexico, but I can tell you, I mean, they're very humble and simple, and they have no way to know what virus is killing them. I mean, all they know is that these people are dying from pneumonia, and all the doctors, they start hearing, the swine flu, so they must attribute these atypical pneumonia cases to this swine flu virus.
Now they want to use...
Another point that I've noticed.
Go ahead.
Okay. The other point I've noticed is I've been following chemtrails in Mexico since May 1997. In fact, when I started seeing them, nobody knew what they were here. I had seen pictures of the chemtrails in the U.S., and I think I was one of the first websites that were placed regarding chemtrails. And so I've been very, tracking them ever since. And one of the things I've noticed is that in the last 90 days approximately, the chemtrail spraying, at least in a 100-mile radius of where I'm located, has been just 200 or 300%, harder. I mean, I got friends with little kids, and I'm talking about people that are not poor. I mean, I'm talking about people that at least have, resources that will equal the average, a middle-class American, private health care.
Stay there. I want to hear more. We got a break. Stay there. Maybe we'll do some overdrive with Steve Quayle.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. And IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Look, I have meetings, work to do, a new FBI training material that'll make the MIAC and the DHS thing look pale. All the other things we broke. Keep sending it, folks. We'll keep vetting it. I got to call the FBI, make sure it is their stuff, and a bunch of other things. That's for tomorrow. We're going into overtime for 20 minutes. I'm going to let Steve go, but it'll be PrisonPlanet.tv, viewers only, and Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, audio stream listeners. When this airs in the rebroadcast, it won't re-air, just the regular 4 hours will. So we're going to keep going live when the show ends with AM and FM, but it will be on the end of the free podcast you can subscribe to at Infowars.com. I want to tell Randy, Dan, Dale, Cody, and Roland, only those calls for Steve Quayle. Jason Berman has big breaking news he's about to cover right now. Actually, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny read this yesterday on air, but didn't read from the document itself. And they have, UN has said they can run, this is global government. They can tell nations what to do, anything. Burmese has this from the UN. We have the strategic flu plan. We're going to talk about that next hour with Steve Quayle, internet only at Infowars.com. Now, I want to end with Pedro and Steve Quayle right now, and Steve's been gracious enough to stay another 20 minutes. We are ending at 20 minutes in because, I have stuff I've got to do as well. I want to tell you about two sponsors that made the show possible before we finish up with Pedro about the chemtrails. It's probably chemtrails making people sick. It's not even the it's probably not even the flu. I mean, you never know with these liars, and the vaccine will be what the problem is. I want to tell folks about the ringtones. If you go to Infowars.com, down the right-hand side of the page, there's a link that goes to the AlexJonesRingtones.net. In fact, let's put that up on screen. AlexJonesRingtones.net. And it's a company putting out ringtones. Everybody asked for these. You want them. You got them. Great way. Just go listen to them. It's all the funniest, most interesting stuff I've said. Kind of like, Obama, Obama, Obama. I never have to buy a car or pay my house payment again. Obama. You know, that kind of stuff is up there right now on the Infowars.com. We've added the ringtone store. You can go halfway down the page, right on the right-hand side, and link through to that. Hope you get those. And then lastly, HomeGain, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. They've got a free home maximizer, which goes and tells you what the most inexpensive things to do to your house are that boost the sell value the most. It's got a thing we put your address in and it for free, and it tells you how much your home is really worth. A really neat system. I had used this before they even approached us. I was like, wow, this is a big sponsor to have. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Link on the gorilla, little orange gorilla on Infowars.com. Max the HomeGain gorilla. Okay, we're almost over for the main transmission. You got to go over to the internet streams at Infowars.com only. And then the show will be here on the M&F. But real fast, Pedro, you're saying mainline, well-to-do families that have medicine, have food in Mexico, they are, and we went to break.
Yes, basically what's happening is that the chemtrail spraying has been increased in this last 3 months, and I've seen how people are getting sick with these flus that last, you know, a month, you know, and they take a lot of effort to cure. So what's happening now is that they've created this fear and hysteria, and everybody thinks that they get these, you know, regular, well, atypical, if you want, because of the timing of the year, but probably because of these chemtrails, and everybody thinks, oh, my God, I'm infected with influenza or the swine flu because they have, you know, temperature and they have, you know, I felt like that just
a month ago. All right, sir, I appreciate your call. Appreciate your call. We're going to end the main transmission right now with GCN. Steve Quayle, you're there on our phone system, correct, sir?
Yes, I'll wait for you, Alex.
Okay, fantastic. We are going to come right back right now in 1 minute break with the start of Overdrive for 20 minutes. And we're going to go to Randy, Dan, Dale, Cody, and Roland at 888-201-2244 or 512-646-7076. Everybody that wants to hear this special Overdrive has to go to PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv to see the video. We'll be right back in 1 minute to all the other stations. God bless you. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Good job, everybody.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.